Hey, what's up? This is Allie Miss Goody. Miss Goody Debates coming at you with another episode. I mean, it was very, like, interesting, and it was very sad to me, and it was very much, not too sad, but it was frustrated and kind of upset. It was like feelings all, you know, different type of feelings in one. So today I seen a post where a mother have gotten arrested, you know, in the 757 area for helping her teenage daughter fight. For helping her fight other teenage kids that was jumping her daughter. Okay. So today, I noticed one post on one of my Instagram, one of my followers, and I followed them back. I noticed something on their page today, and it was a fact, you know what I'm saying? And as the passage said, the paragraph said, from a police report that the kids that was out there was, you know, having breathing problems because the mother actually, you know, used pepper spray. Now I want to say that this topic, you know what I'm saying? What people don't realize, we as adults is to teach our kids certain things. And we as adults is to teach our kids a lot of stuff, from how to defend themselves, from right from wrong, everything. But everybody else does not teach their kids that, or how to be an independent type person, or how to stay out of trouble. A lot of people do not put that into their child, or how to be a leader instead of a follower. And we as an adult feel like to a certain extent, we can't discipline our child, and to a certain extent, we can't protect our child. It's enough that we already know certain things we cannot protect our child from. But physically, and I know teenagers nowadays is about as big as us, like us as grown people. They got more weight on them. Yes, they're a minor, but they know right from wrong. By now, they're not little babies. They minors, but they're not little babies. So if you see your child out there getting kicked, stomped, beaten on, and hearing all these stories about kids dying from fights, from a single fight, getting hit in the head, kicked in the head, kicked here, kicked there, and you mean to tell me that you see more than one person on your child, and you're the only one possibly out there that gotta help your child, you know, get through, whether you gotta use pepper spray or you have to use your paws. You get what I'm saying? It's from the hood. You're gonna use these hands. You're gonna catch these hands, you know? And you mean to tell me that this lady couldn't get out there and help her daughter fight all those girls off? Because I feel like most likely your daughter was whipping somebody's ass, but then the friends want to jump in and everybody want to get a lick. However type of girl that she was, she didn't have the help like these group of girls had to me. You know what I'm saying? The only part of the person that was willing to jump in was her mother. Her mother was about that life, period. Her mother is about that life. You're not, I could protect my child. I have to protect my daughter. If I sit here and watch something happen to my daughter, how is it going to be on me? So between fighting and a pepper spray, you have to do something for people to get off your child. And picture the mama out there fighting too. How many girls, whatever was out there, I'm pretty sure it was girls out there fighting a mama. See, people ain't gonna come into concept and say, like, my child is supposed to not do this and do that. And people getting tired of saying what their kids are actually raising kids the proper way, that their kids not allowed to do this and that. Because now you have to watch out for kids who is willing to bully your kids or jump your kids and things like that. Because honestly, if I was that mother, I would take a charge for my child regardless. By all means, if I had to protect my child in that way, where I have to jump in physically in a fight and start punching people's kids and knocking people's kids out. Teenagers, about as big as me and way bigger than my child, that want to fight with friends, when I like they ganging up on somebody. Of course, I'm going in. Give me that motherfucking case for my child. I would do the fucking time for my child, because all means necessary, I have to protect her. And I can only protect her to a certain extent in her life. And after that, I'm, as her mother, is meant to raise her to be in adulthood and know how to act in this world. But you have to, but them girls that actually jump that girl, do they get any charges? Because they the ones should be out here with the charges more than a mother. The mother get arrested because she's an adult hitting a child. She wasn't an adult hitting a child. She was an adult hitting a teenager, fighting with her daughter to protect her daughter. Instead of standing there and can't break these girls up, because it's probably more than one girl, or if it was two girls, still. What the hell you look like standing right there and letting somebody stomp, kick, and hurt your child? Your child know that you standing there and you like, I don't want to catch no case, get off my door, girl. And then you breaking up one girl, and then next thing you know, the other girl is, or other people is coming for your daughter too. You got to use some type of tactic. At least this mother used pepper spray and no other tactics. But what get me about the law is that y'all see these kids out here doing a lot of stuff. The law getting to it with these kids. They slam our kids. They do everything to our kids. We have been seeing videos. And what's the first thing that they pull out if they have a big crowd? Pepper spray. So you mean to tell me you're gonna charge this mother for taking up and protecting her daughter, but you're not gonna charge the law for doing the same thing to your kid? Don't make no sense. Because like I said, in certain cases that I would take on, and when my child is one of them, that's life I had. I don't beat my child like that. Like I'm watching somebody beat on my damn child. So guess what? I would take a motherfucking case in a minute. It is what it is. Put my name in the motherfucking books. But these kids, these teenagers have to learn, like, you cannot come to everybody's house. You cannot touch everybody in the way that you feel like you need to touch them. That is not, I don't care what people say to you. Learn how to suck that shit up, because people gonna say shit to you all your fucking life. You can't beat everybody ass in the world. You damn sure can't fight everybody. You gonna defend yourself, say what you gotta say, and keep that shit moving. Sometimes you ain't really gotta say much. But you know, a bully is a motherfucking bully. And now I feel like there was a group of bullies, and the girl was taking up part of taking up for herself. They want to get them be out here like they... Oh, I don't like her. Bitch, go get a life. Because that same group of girls that you hanging around can turn on you. Can turn on your ass. So whatever happened, I don't know the scenario, the whole case or the story, but this mother most definitely did what any mother, any father would see their sons and stuff out there fighting. A whole bunch of bigger boys than your son, the bigger boys than you, damn, they look like grown folks, shaped like grown folks, weight size like grown folks, mouths like grown folks. And you mean to tell me, no, what you need to do, those parents and those kids to those parents needs to be charged. needs to be charged, because sometimes people just ain't stopped there, and sometimes they just won't stop there. It's going to be somebody else that fall victim to their bullying and to their conniving ways of wanting to jump somebody. So you have to teach them a goddamn lesson in life. And most of the teaching at home, sometimes parents don't know, but most of the time parents can't handle their own kid. They let them get too advanced and far off of them to make them think like they grown people out here and it's okay to do these type of things. No, it's people like this lady that will defend her household and her and people and things in her household by all means necessary. And I'm with her. I'm with this lady. I would have did the same thing. Bitch, if I'm going to catch a charge, I'm going to catch a charge for something that's worth it. And her daughter was worth it. Pepper spray, throwing punches, and all. And I don't condone child abuse, no, none of that. But that is a reason to protect your own. And tell me, you won't be out there protecting your own, especially if you know the scenario to this story. And some kids, come on, don't act like kids is kids, and everybody kid is beautiful butterfly attitudes and shit like that. Some kids get out here jumping on your face, calling you bitches hoes and swinging off at you because they feel like, oh, she's a grown up, so she can't hit me. No. Bust them down. The same as your kid would jump in your face in your household and you had to knock their motherfucking ass to the ground. We're like, no, you can't do that. These kids out here is outrageous. Out fucking outrageous. Out of hand. Too many parents is willing to allow their kids to act like this and disrespectful, but want to judge everybody else's kid. No, start charging these motherfucking parents for the shit that their kids do and charge their motherfucking child, because it's a place for both of them to go in this world, because it would not stop. So you have to teach them a lesson. And if the parents don't know what type of crowd they hanging around, the parents better get in tune with their kids very quick and know what type of crowd your kids are around. Because just because you see your daughter friend come looking all innocent and stuff in your face, oh no, baby, do deeper research on them kids. Do deeper research on these kids. Because like I said, as a parent, if my daughter ever end up in any incident, whether it's in school, this and that, which I pray that she don't have to fight like that in life, because I'm storing in her, like, you have to protect yourself and defend yourself, but at the same time, you don't have to be one of these people, these mad-ass people out here. You don't have to be one of the mad ass people out here. And I talk about a lot of topics because it's a lot of things that I know from experience that you try to keep your child from going through and people that around you from going through, and better options in life and better decision, better roles in life. But if it ain't nobody else in this world that, or no situation in this world that I say I won't catch a case for, fuck with somebody I fucking love. Do something to somebody I fucking love. And like I said, it will happen. Because sometimes people just do too much in this world. People set rules, and other people know that rules is set in this world, so they know automatically they're going to be in the right. I'm a man, or you got your mama out here fighting. Her mama's about my motherfucking name. Her mama ain't that goddamn old now. Her mama won't too far away from goddamn gonna being a teenager. Trust me. If that's how her mama mentality of growing up was, to protect, like as if that was your sister, your cousins getting banked, you supposed to protect your damn child the same fucking way. Period. Period. Case closed here. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast. What I want y'all to do, if y'all think I said something wrong, y'all go ahead and leave me a message. If you want to be on my podcast, you know, live, we can do that. If you want to leave a message and want me to speak on it or share it in this podcast, please do so. But what we're not going to do is just ignore the fact, like, I'm supposed to let my child get bullied and let the law handle it. We see too much in the media where we let the law handle it, and these kids fall short of hope. Kate, you gotta stop. We can't keep making this shit happen. So the mother took the shit in her own hands. Period. Thanks for tuning into Miss Goody Podcast. Miss Goody is out for the day. Tune into the next. Peace.